When life feels heavy, gratitude can feel impossible. That is why this lesson does not begin with a long gratitude list. It begins with one sign of grace. One, in hardship, the question is not, how can I pretend this is good? The question is, Lord, where is one sign that you have not left me alone? This is a practice of Christian gratitude discernment. You can use four simple steps. First, name the valley. Say it honestly. Lord, I feel lonely. Lord, I am angry. Lord, I am grieving. Lord, I am afraid. Lord, I regret what I did. God is not threatened by honest prayer. Second, notice your body and soul. Ask, what is happening in me? Maybe your chest feels tight. Maybe your thoughts are racing. Maybe you feel numb. Maybe you want to withdraw. You are an embodied soul. Your spiritual life and physical life are connected. Third, look for one sign of grace, not 10. One, did someone text you? Did you sleep for a few hours? Did a scripture come to mind? Did you resist a harmful reaction? Did you ask for help? Did you cry instead of hardening your heart? Did you remember that Jesus rose from the dead? That can be a sign of grace. Fourth, take one faithful step, drink water, pray one sentence, call a safe person, go outside, read one psalm, make the appointment, apologize, rest, ask for prayer. The Bible encourages this kind of faithful next step, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. When people are overwhelmed, large demands can increase despair, but one small, meaningful action can help restore agency, attention, and hope. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "It is because of the Lord's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed, because his compassion doesn't fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Those words were written in sorrow, not comfort. That matters. God's mercies are not only for easy mornings. They are also for valley mornings. So today, practice this. Name the valley. Notice your soul. Find one sign of grace. Take one faithful step. That is not shallow positivity. That is Christian hope in motion. The valley may not disappear today, but God is still present. Grace can still be noticed, and one faithful step still matters.